Welcome to The Vault. Over Pastor Hal's 60 years of ministry, we at Life Ministry Church were blessed to hear some amazing sermons and teaching series. As God's word is timeless, the principles behind these messages still apply for today. We hope and pray that these messages will bless you as much as they did when Pastor Hal first delivered them.
I want to talk very simply this afternoon, and I want to talk basically to the children. Let's pray before we just talk about the Word of God for a moment. We thank you for children, Father, and we thank you for the opportunity to take hold of your Word and the instruction in your Word, the principles that are there, and to be able to impart them to these children, to see foundations being built. And out from those foundations, the inevitable fruit as they grow older. As we open your word for a few moments, we ask for your blessing on it. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen. Amen. Revelation 2 and verse 10 says, "Be thou faithful unto death." Be thou faithful unto death. I believe that you boys and girls and you young men and women in the Pathfinders and Trailblazers are tremendously fortunate. First of all, you know God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is basic and fundamental. You have friends who are clean and also know the Lord and want to walk with him according to this word. You know what is right and what is wrong. And so many children today, unfortunately, are unaware of what is right or wrong. And then you have this tremendous experience with the Pathfinders and the Trailblazers and the leadership group, which is under such fine leaders and gives you such a tremendous fellowship, so much fun, so much learning, so much welding of your lives into something that is good. As I said when I prayed, it's building a foundation into your life, and a foundation which will ensure good things later on if you adhere to the principles you're being taught. That's why I say you're fortunate to have this opportunity to join the Pathfinders and the Trailblazers. The text I read in Revelation says, "Be thou faithful unto death." And I want to talk for a moment what the word faithful means. And it means to be strict in the performance of your duty. It means to be unswervingly devoted. It means to be loyal, to keep your word, to be trustworthy, reliable, adhering to the truth, whatever the cost to you may be. All those are accurate meanings of being faithful. I'm not going to talk to you people over here this afternoon, so excuse my halfback, because I'm talking to your children. I want you to notice that this verse in Scripture is a command. Be thou faithful. It tells you for how long? Unto death. A command that lasts until you die. Now that doesn't mean very much to most of you when I say until you die, because at your age, death is a long, long way off. But nevertheless, none of us are certain just how far away it actually is. But however far, God says, be faithful. Be those things that I just said that faithfulness means. Be faithful all your life. Successful people are usually faithful people, faithful in something. might not be faithful in the way we as Christians understand it, but successful people are faithful people. And I think you understand that when you're faithful to God, when you're faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, when you're faithful to the commandments of this word, what it tells you to do, then you also will be successful. Perhaps not successful the way the world sees success, but successful in the important issues of life. And that I can promise you. Sometimes we need to be encouraged to be faithful. I can remember being encouraged to be faithful once. I was encouraged because of fear. And I want to tell you a little story. It's when I was at the Royal Military College as a teenager. And we used to have competitions with the other Royal Military Colleges in the what was then the British Empire, with those in Canada and South Africa and Britain. And we couldn't get together, so we did various things and gathered points. And at the end of the year, there was a cup that went to the Royal Military College of the British Empire, which had the most points. And this particular day, I had been chosen to get a silver medallion in life-saving. It was in Sydney. I think I'm right at Maroubra Beach, but I'm not sure of the beach now. And this was very important because if I got that silver medallion, then it meant that we would get 50 or 60 points for this cup, which we all wanted to win each year. And I'd been out in the surf and saved somebody from the surf, and I'd been on the high diving and done quite a lot of high diving, and they have a pool there, a sea pool, and I'd been down deep in the pool and brought a dummy up, who's supposed to be someone lying on the bottom, and resuscitated them. And then I had the long swim in my clothes. You're allowed to kick your shoes off and take your coat off, but all the rest of your clothes on. I've forgotten the distance now, but away I went, up and down this pool with the waves breaking in over the pool. And I was fairly tired when I started it, but by the time I got three quarters way through, I found my condition wasn't good enough. And I wanted to be faithful. I wanted to finish that swim. I wanted to help the college get its cup. But suddenly my energy disappeared. I had several laps to go. And suddenly, as my energy disappeared and I became fatigued and my muscles were aching, my lungs were bursting, and I had my clothes on, which makes it very heavy and you tend to be sinking all the time, I couldn't keep going. And I became upright in the water. It's very hard to swim when you're upright, and I was just going like this. And I still had two laps to go. Now, I remember so well finally becoming upright. Couldn't keep my legs kicking behind me. And I was near the seawall, and the waves were breaking over the seawall, not very much, but just a little bit. And the commandant of the college, General Miles, was standing there in full uniform with his cavalry boots on up to his knees. I remember them well from the water. And he came out along this wall to where I was upright in the water doing this, just about to give up. And his words to me were, "Oxley, you will be in diabolical trouble if you drown." It never struck me at the time that that was a little incongruous. All I could see were those cavalry boots there, and I thought, if the general stood in the water to say that to me, he meant it. And fear gripped me, and I got myself level again, and away I went and finished that last lap and a half and got my silver medallion. In fact, I dug it out this morning to prove to you my story is true. Took a bit of finding too, but there it is. A little bit tattered and torn. So I was faithful. I was faithful to the cause, but I was faithful because of fear. I was fearful that if I didn't make it, I'd be in worse trouble than dying in the pool. Such a thing is possible, I can assure you. And that's not a bad thing. Sometimes you young people will need to be faithful because you're fearful of what God could do in your life if you don't obey him, because of the consequences of not living as we should. Because when we don't live as we should, inevitably the consequences are bad. You never escape results from doing the wrong thing. You can get forgiveness. You can get forgiveness from mother, from father. You can get forgiveness from God. You can have cleansing in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the consequences still go on. The results of your wrongdoing will still be there. Remember that, and sometimes even being fearful of what will happen if you do the wrong thing will help you to be faithful. But the best way to be faithful is because you want to be. There's the story of a Dutch boy called, is it, I better get it right seeing we've got Brother John here, Hans or Hans? Hans. Han? Hans. Well, that's near it, isn't it? Yeah. All right. And he was caring for his master's sheep at the edge of this big forest. This is a long time back, this story took place. And suddenly a hunter came out of the forest and came up to this boy and spoke to him and said, "How far is it to the nearest village?" And this boy said, "Oh, it's 5 or 6 miles away, sir, through the forest here." And the hunter looked at the path and he said, "What's the path like?" And he said, "Well, it's really only a sheep track when you get into the depths of the forest." And the hunter looked at that narrow, crooked path and he said to the boy, "Would you please leave your sheep and show me the way?" And he said, "I'm hungry, I'm tired, I've lost my guide, I've lost the way, I need your help." And the boy replied straight away and said, "Well, I can't do that, sir. I cannot leave my sheep. They'd stray into the forest, they'd be killed by wild animals, or some of the thieves would take some of them, and I couldn't possibly do that." And the hunter said, "Well, what's that matter if that does happen? They're not your sheep, and your master won't miss one or two if they happen to get killed or get lost." And he said, "Anyway, I'll give you more money than you would earn in a year if you take me and show me where that village is." And Hans said, "I'm sorry, sir, I cannot do that. My master pays me for my time, and I must be faithful to him because he trusts me with his sheep." And the man said, "But I'll give you this money, so much money." But he said, "If I took your money, sir, and showed you the way, and some of the sheep were stolen or killed, it would be the same as if I had stolen them or killed them." "Well," said the hunter, "let me look after the sheep while you go to the village and get me a guide and some food and some help. And I'll take good care of the sheep whilst you're away." And the boy shook his head again and he said, "They don't know your voice." And he also said, "You've tried to make me act dishonestly. And if I listen to you now and go and get you help, how do I know that you'll be honest in looking after my sheep?" The hunter only laughed, for he knew the boy was right. So he asked Hans to show him the way to get started. And Hans, first of all, opened his dinner pail and took some food out. And this hunter was very hungry, he'd been lost for a long time. He ate all the food, drank all the drink that Hans had, and then off he went on the path that Hans had shown him. A few days later, Hans found out to his amazement that this hunter was the Grand Duke of that particular area of the Netherlands. He owned all the land that you could see from the hilltop in that particular area, had a great castle, was a very wealthy man. And the Duke was so pleased with Hans. Thank you. Faithfulness, that he brought him and his family into a house in the village and gave them this house and sent him to college. And after a few years, the story tells of how Hans became a prominent and a trustworthy and an influential citizen. Very interesting story. You see, Hans was faithful, and faithfulness is a very beautiful thing to have, whether you're young or whether you're old. And the Grand Duke remembered Hans' faithfulness, and he rewarded him for it. And we have a God who remembers our faithfulness and rewards us in his way when we also are faithful. So I want to say to you youngsters, even when times are hard, even when pressure's on you, even when sometimes your friends try and make you do something you know is wrong, be strong. Be a leader. Be like Hans. Don't let temptation or pressure turn you from what you know is the right thing to do. Be faithful in all that you think and all that you say, all that you do, and then you will be find it easy to obey God. And in obeying God, you will please him and be blessed. Do you remember what faithful means? Strict in the performance of your duty, unswervingly devoted, loyal, keeping your word, trustworthy, reliable, sticking to the truth, whatever the cost may be. I wonder how many of you pathfinders and trailblazers want to be faithful unto death. Can I see your hands? How many would like to be? How many of you? One over here, two, three, or more. How many of you? Come on, put your hands up high. I want to see. Oh, it looks like all of you. That's good. Put your hands down. Praise the Lord. We need to be faithful unto death. I wonder if we could pray. Father, we will remember your command to be faithful unto death, faithful all of our lives. I pray that you will build into these young lives that understanding of faithfulness in a generation which is unfaithful in nearly everything. They might remember, despite the pressures around them, despite what other people do, that they might remember you have commanded them to be faithful throughout the whole of their lives. I pray that you will water this word into their lives and bring forth fruit unto yourself. And I pray it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.